What we do in life echoes in eternity.
You will once again be fighting for our freedom, not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live.
From the WSFI studio in Libertyville, Illinois, this is Pro-Life Today with your host, Joe Scheidler.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Pro-Life Today. This is WSFI 88.5 FM. That's Catholic Radio. I am your host, Joe Scheidler, and today my guest is Monica Miorino-Miller from Michigan. Monica's a fighter from way back. In the studio also with me is my wife, Ann Scheidler. Monica, there's been a lot of attention directed at Planned Parenthood recently since the release of undercover videos by David DeLeiden last summer, showing body parts of babies that were preserved and taken for use. And the Pro-Life Action League partnered with Monica, the Citizens for Pro-Life Society, and with Created Equal to organize a nationwide protest against Planned Parenthood last August, another in October. And the purpose of these protests is to keep the pressure on Planned Parenthood. Well, we're coming up again, April 23rd, with protests against Planned Parenthood. Monica's a big part of this. Monica, welcome to our show.
Yeah, oh my gosh, Joe, it's my honor and privilege to be with you, and I want to say hi to Ann. Hello, Ann.
Hello, Monica. Thanks for joining us.
Monica, tell us all about the April 23rd press coming up. What's it all about?
Well, this is going to be the third nationwide protest of Planned Parenthood. As you already mentioned, the first one took place August 22nd, and then we had another one October 10th of last year. This will be the first one to take place nationwide in the year 2016. And it has also been designated as an annual nationwide day of protest of Planned Parenthood. So now we're going, you know, from now until Planned Parenthood is no longer in existence, we will at least be there in a nationwide capacity every April 23rd. So this is the first of an annual event, and there are right now probably about 160 protests that are planned. We would like to double, you know, it would be great if we could double that number between now and April 23rd. So, you know, maybe part of what I'd like to say here, Joe and Ann, is we are looking for local leaders. Anyone who has a Planned Parenthood facility, whether it's a clinic or a satellite, you know, abortion clinic or satellite clinic in their, you know, local town or close by where they live, we would really love to have people step forward and organize one of these protests. Pro-life demonstrations have been put together in a lot less time, so it's definitely doable. So if anybody, you know, listening to this interview, Joe and Ann, you know, if they've got it on their heart to put something together, they get people from their church, their school, their family, their friends, put out an email, make some phone calls. It doesn't necessarily have to be, we got to have thousands and thousands. Of course, that's what we want, but that doesn't mean, well, I'm only going to have a few people, so what's the point? No, you know, any number, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever, get out there and be a voice of truth and justice and stand outside of your local Planned Parenthood that morning. Most of the demonstrations are going to be taking place from 9 o'clock in the morning till 11. In whatever time zone, it doesn't make any difference what time zone you're in. If, however, for whatever reason, you want to have the demonstration at a different time on that day, that's okay. We're very flexible. And then you just go to the website, which is protestpp. So those are initials, of course, protestpp.com, and see up on the tabs, organize a protest. And you can just sign up, and then you're going to be put on the national website. We'll feature your demonstration, and it's all cataloged by state, so it's very, very nice. It's very easy to see. Anybody who's looking for a protest, all they have to do is just click on locations, the locations tab, and the list will come up, as I said, alphabetized by state. I think the first state is Alabama. you scroll down to your state, and then of course if you don't see that you know, you might know that there's a Planned Parenthood in your town, and if it's not up there, that means that we need somebody to do a demonstration at that particular site. So this is just a way of, A, we want to get people out there, and we want to also recruit local leaders to participate in this National Day of Protest of Planned Parenthood.
And, Monica, how does this compare with the last two? How many cities do you think we have this time? Did you say 100?
I think we may be up to about 160, so 100. We have a ways to go, just to be honest. And the first time we had, I think, 360.
Wow.
And that means more than half of the Planned Parenthood facilities were covered that way back there in August. But then, of course, you have to understand that we were riding the media wave. The videos, the CMP, Center for Medical Progress videos, you made such a sensation, nationwide, media attention, and pro-life groups were watching them on YouTube, and some of those early videos have over, 3-4 million hits on YouTube. So, that was expected, and we had 80,000 people, completely unprecedented in the history of legalized abortion, that many people on the same day were all focused on protesting at abortion facilities, and in this case, the Planned Parenthood facilities. We were down, somewhat down in October. I think we had maybe around 260 facilities. Approximately 30,000 to 40,000 people came out, which, by the way, that means that, between the two demonstrations, we had 110,000, even maybe more, people participating, which, again, is incredibly impressive. And then, what we hope to at least match what we did last October. But again, that means that local leaders, they really need to step forward and not be afraid to make a commitment to organize one of these demonstrations, because success of these demonstrations depends on the local leaders. I mean, myself and Eric and Mark Harrington of Created Equal, and then your organization, Pro-Life Action League, we're here to facilitate, we're here to encourage, we're here to recruit. I mean, here, I'll give you a case in point. I mean, I'm in Michigan, so I'm kind of doing double duty as a national organizer, but also as a local organizer, because I'm going to be at the Planned Parenthood in downtown Detroit, where they do RU 486 abortions. I was there in August. I was there in October. I'll be there again on April 23rd. But I also recruited leaders all over the state. So now Michigan has 13 of the Planned Parenthood facilities that will, I actually think 14 are going to see a demonstration. So actually we kept the Michigan numbers steady, because we had 14 in October, and now we're going to have 14 again in August 23rd. But that's what we need. So this doesn't happen unless we have the local leaders really, really willing to spend some time and recruit and make a commitment to be there at their local Planned Parenthood on April 23rd.
Okay, Monica, hold it right there. We're just going to take a short break. Don't go away. You're listening to the voice of Monica Miller. I'm Joe Scheidler. This is Pro-Life Today on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Lynn Mills, and I'm from Pro-Life Detroit of the Greater Detroit area in Michigan. And Catholic Radio is important because they keep us informed on the relevant things going on today. In fact, Catholic Radio should be renamed Pro-Life Radio, because they do so much for the movement.
WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community. We only can do that with your financial support. Take a moment now to donate online at WSFIRadio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. That's WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
Listen at 7 o'clock p.m. every Tuesday to WSFI Spotlight, a half-hour conversation with outstanding Catholics from our community and around the world. WSFI Spotlight re-airs on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. or listen on demand anytime by subscribing to our podcast. Visit WSFIRadio.org for more information. It's WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light. Only on WSFI Catholic Radio, Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m.
You're listening to Pro-Life Today with Joe Scheidler. We're talking to Monica Migliorino-Miller. And Ann, you had a question.
Not so much a question, but another way that that pro-life leaders can get involved, if there's already somebody that is organizing a protest in your area. For instance, here, the mega Planned Parenthood clinic in Aurora, Illinois, is being organized by the Pro-Life Action League. But we want other people to take a role in leadership in their own segment of Northern Illinois. For instance, Lake County Right to Life is sending a busload of people to the protest in Aurora, and they're going to have the bus pick up people at 7:30 in the morning from Marytown, get them over to Aurora on time to join the protest at 9 o'clock. So you'll need a reservation to do that, and if you're in the Lake County area and you want to join the Lake County bus, you just call Lake County Right to Life, 847-223-7022. Now, that's a great initiative on the part of Lake County Right to Life to make it a little easier to get the people from their locale, which is kind of a distance from Aurora, to get them out there to participate. We'd like to see busloads of people coming from different sections of the state of Illinois and Wisconsin. Some of our listenership that's in Wisconsin could get a bus together and come down and join a protest. We have one at the main Chicago Planned Parenthood facility at 1200 North LaSalle Street, and of course out in Aurora on New York Avenue. So The more the better, you know. We can really overwhelm both the Planned Parenthood facility and the neighborhood so that the neighborhood doesn't forget that this is a killing center in their midst, and we don't want it there. We want to get these places shut down. So let's get out there and prove that with our presence, with our bodies out there on the street in front of these places.
That's an excellent point you're raising there, Ann, because even if, you know, a group, as you just mentioned, doesn't feel it can be the organizer, but it can be a supporter. It could bring the people out to a Planned Parenthood demonstration that is already organized. So, I think that's excellent.
Yeah, so if you're a parish
There's another way that they can participate.
Yeah, whether you're a parish Respect Life coordinator or a local community pro-life group or just a group of interested friends, you know, get your friends together, fill a van full of people, and come and join one of the demonstrations that's already being planned.
You know, what would be our greatest hope that we would accomplish by these gatherings against Planned Parenthood? What do we really want to have happen?
Well, I think there's a number of things, Joe. The first fruit of any pro-life demonstration is the public witness that is given to the sanctity of human life. So no matter what other fruits do not materialize, the demonstration in support of the unborn and the demonstration that reveals the injustice of abortion to the general public is already a victory. It's already something that is significant. So, I think people need to realize that. You know, it's not just that, if Planned Parenthood doesn't get defunded or, we're not able to close these clinics, then it's just a waste of time. See, that, I think, is the wrong attitude. So our public witness is the first fruit, and no matter what else happens or doesn't happen. Well, babies will be saved. They have been saved from these demonstrations. Some of these Planned Parenthoods are open for business, doing abortions, while the protest PP demonstrations are taking place. So we that's really the ultimate fruit,
right?
Okay, is the saving of the unborn from abortion, while we're there offering that public witness. But I think it's also that we put the abortion providers on the defensive. They have to respond to us. And Planned Parenthood, I think, their image has been seriously damaged as a consequence of the David Dalyden videos and then the protest PP demonstrations. That is, when we did the demonstration back in August, there were hundreds of media stories generated with photographs, color photographs, all over the United States, drawing attention not only to the atrocity of abortion, which is bad enough. We don't need Planned Parenthood, in a sense, shall I say, to be harvesting aborted baby body parts before we go out and protest them. We should just be protesting them because they're killing innocent life. But then added to that is the further denigration, the further disrespect for the sanctity of human life as a consequence of literally harvesting their aborted baby body parts, donating them to these biologic companies. Now, supposedly Planned Parenthood, I mean, if you had to say, well, was there a fruit in this respect, maybe not such a big one, but Cecile Richards, chief executive officer of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, as a consequence of the CMP videos and the demonstrations and all the bad press, Planned Parenthood made a decision not to have any kind of monetary exchange, right, for the aborted baby body parts. But that doesn't mean that they're continuing to harvest those parts and donating those parts to these biologics companies. And then the biologics companies are making money because they're the ones that are actually farming the parts out to researchers and scientists for all kinds of who knows what kinds of experiments, right? So down the road, the unborn child, the lives of the unborn are disrespected, beginning with the act of abortion itself, and then the donating of the body, the harvesting of the parts, treating a human being like a commodity, like reducing a human being to a mere thing. That is what's going on here. And so I think Planned Parenthood, as I said, has taken a huge public relations hit, regarding their so-called pristine reputation and so on. And then 12 states, I mean, it ought to be 50 states, but 12 states, the latest, I forget which one it was, I think Idaho, just recently, all these states that have, within the last year, defunded Planned Parenthood. And even the fact that Congress voted to defund Planned Parenthood, and of course, that was historic right there. And of course, Obama vetoed the decision, the ruling of Congress, the vote or whatever. But that's why it's important that we have a pro-life president, needless to say.
Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice?
So these are, there have been fruits. They're definite fruits as a consequence of all of this.
Well, very good. Thanks, Monica. We got to keep up our public lobbying against the funding. We've got to write letters, more letters to the editor, letters to let people know how bad Planned Parenthood is. And then we've got to talk to our friends and neighbors. A lot of them think Planned Parenthood, they think right along with Trump, it does wonderful things. Millions of wonderful things.
Yeah, they do good things. Don't understand. That's just a bunch of nonsense because you have an organization that has a completely corrupted view of the meaning of human sexuality.
Right.
And even right there, even if Planned Parenthood didn't do one single abortion, this is an organization that is against the dignity of women. It's an enemy of the meaning of human sexuality and commitment and marriage and creating a stable, secure environment for unborn children to come into the world. Even with just that, we already have a problem. I'm going to have to sign off.
Okay, Monica.
I have to actually go teach a class in just a few minutes.
Well, good luck.
But I'm so glad that you asked me to be your guest, and we'll just see everybody out there on April 23rd.
Lon, we always love having you on. You're our most frequent guest, so God bless you. Thanks again. But signing off now.
Thank
for
you,
WSFI.
Joe. Let me remind people to go to protestpp.com, the website.
Protestpp.com. God bless you. Thanks.
Don't miss the 2016 Sports Faith Hall of Fame induction ceremonies on Saturday, May 14th of Pentecost weekend, beginning with Holy Mass at the Church of St. Mary's in Lake Forest, Illinois at 5 o'clock p.m., followed by dinner and the Hall of Fame induction at the Deer Path Inn. This year's list of honorees includes Chip Beck, Ziggy Zarbosky, Lauren Hill, Nick Rassus, Bill Wennington, and many more virtuous athletes, coaches, and teams. For more information or to purchase tickets, call 224-206-8455. That's 224-206-8455. Or visit us online at wsfiradio.org.
Hello, I'm Joe Scheidler, host of Pro-Life Today on WSFI Catholic Radio 88.5 FM. It's a half-hour conversation with leaders in the pro-life movement committed to protecting the most vulnerable among us. That's every Monday at 3:30 p.m. Or listen anytime by subscribing to our podcast. Visit WSFIradio.org for more information. That's Pro-Life Today, every Monday at 3:30 p.m. only on WSFI Catholic Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special addendum to Pro-Life Today. I'm Bill Snyder, and joining me is the National Director of Priests for Life, Father Frank Pavone. Father Pavone, thank you so much again for joining us here on WSFI Catholic Radio. The last time we spoke, we were at the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia. So thanks again for spending some time with us here on WSFI to discuss life.
It is good to be back. Thank you for having me.
Father Pavone, on Saturday, there's going to be some protests at Planned Parenthood around the country. It's a national day of protesting. Can you talk to us a little bit about what the culture is going to be doing that day?
Yes, this is going to be a simultaneous protest at approximately 200 locations, and this has been done a number of times before. A number of us in the national leadership convene these events every so often to raise awareness on the part of people that there is something they can do in their own community to give witness against the evils that Planned Parenthood does and on behalf of life. Planned Parenthood, you know, has a world view of human sexuality that is completely at odds with a Christian worldview, certainly completely at odds with the teachings of the Catholic faith. And as a result of that, it's not just a clash of beliefs, but it ends up destroying human beings because of the fact that Planned Parenthood is the largest single abortion provider in the country and in the world. Hundreds of thousands of abortions they do every year, and therefore it's time for people to take a stand, come out publicly in their local community, and let both Planned Parenthood and the rest of the community know that we don't tolerate this kind of presence in our communities. So that's what it's going to be. Now, the various events at these 200 or so locations are organized by local pro-life leaders, and they vary slightly, but basically they're a combination of prayer, preaching, guest speakers, singing and just public witness. The website that coordinates all this is protestpp.com. Of course, Protest PP, meaning Protest Planned Parenthood. And so we invite people to get involved. It will be an impactful event, not just for the community. It's impactful for those of us that participate in it. And that's why I want to encourage everyone to get involved.
One of the things, Father, that listeners may not be really aware of is Planned Parenthood. I'm always surprised at how many people that we run into, that especially younger people, they're running to go, what's so wrong with Planned Parenthood? And there has been millions and millions of videos out there, the David the Lyden thing, everything has been stacked against them, but yet for some reason they still escape this stigma. Can you just maybe highlight for the listeners briefly what Planned Parenthood is doing to promote the culture of death?
First of all, see the cleverness of the marketing. You know, even the very name, Planned Parenthood, sounds like you're planning for life, planning for parenthood. But a more accurate name would be Planned Unparenthood, because that's what they specialize in, with contraception, with abortion. Furthermore, I mean, first of all, their founder, Margaret Sanger, was an avowed racist. I mean, she looked at the availability of birth control and abortion as a way to get rid of undesirable people in our communities, and she targeted especially the blacks. That is on record. I mean, there's no question about it. And the documentary called Ma'afa 21 is a documentary that our friends at Life Dynamics, Mark Crutcher, put together, and that documents this connection between Planned Parenthood and eugenics. So their history is very tarnished. Their activity, as I say, with the performing of abortions and the promotion of contraception. But then also, in the midst of all that, They're breaking the law in various ways, and this goes in with something that I always say: you can't practice vice virtuously. If your conscience is so seared that you're literally tearing babies apart in the womb, well, you're going to be doing a lot of other bad things as well. And Planned Parenthood has been exposed for selling the parts of the babies that they abort, sometimes selling the intact bodies, and that's against federal law. And also they're breaking a number of other laws, the Born Alive Infants Protection Act, and other laws that prohibit them from changing the abortion procedure in order to maximize their profits. You don't change a medical procedure for the benefit of anybody except the patient themselves. So this is a whole host of things. As a matter of fact, it's so bad that the United States House of Representatives has created a special panel to investigate Planned Parenthood and the other facets of the abortion industry for these particular violations that we're talking about. All of this is fueling this National Day of Protest that is happening on April 23rd.
Excellent. Can I just ask you, why do you think that people still haven't heard about all of the stuff that you just described to us?
Well, because first of all, there's a natural aversion to talking about these things. People in America know that abortion is happening and they know that it's wrong. But they also know that it's so painful to think about it and to talk about it, and many, many media outlets and even churches and pastors and publications and news outlets and websites, there's this innate sense that, oh my goodness, if I venture into these waters of abortion, I'm going to get all kinds of complaints, I'm going to get people just shutting me out. This is a very pervasive kind of fear, and that's, I would say, is the main reason. Now, of course, the purveyors of falsehood often have a bigger megaphone than the purveyors of truth. They tend to have more money, more media, more political influence, so they have a bigger platform. But that, I think, is only part of the problem. The inherent problem here is that we are so afraid of the pain of this whole issue. But we've got to work to get beyond that, and we've got to, you know, urge each other to get beyond that. But that's, I think, the main reason why. But we're working through the churches. That's why Priests for Life works to activate the churches. That's a perfect vehicle for these kinds of messages, and we're equipping the pastors to preach on this. I'm coming out with a new book, as a matter of fact, at the end of April, called Proclaiming the Message of Life, and it helps pastors to preach on issues that, like we are talking about right now.
Well, Father Pavone, thank you so much for all that you do to stand up for life, and of course, our listeners can get out to protest in front of Planned Parenthood, as you mentioned earlier, 200 nationwide protests. Father Pavone, can you give us the website one more time?
Yes, let me give you two easy websites, protestpp.com and praypp.com, because the protests launched then a 9-day period of prayer, and at praypp.com you'll see the prayers connected with that.
Excellent. And then lastly, can we have your blessing on all of those who will be standing out there on Saturday protesting?
Oh, gladly, yes. May the Holy Spirit, who is the advocate, who pleads our cause in heaven, fill you and make you advocates, pleading the cause of your youngest brothers and sisters. And may he bless and protect you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you so much, Father Pavone.
Thank you for having me.